Chapter 5. A New Love. Joy drives me to the hospital. When we get there, Mom's talking to a doctor, so we sit and wait. Joy gives me a small hug. It's like my heart is too heavy for me to carry, so Joy is helping me. My phone makes a noise. It's a message from Q, and Joy reads it to me. I ask her to tell Q about Dad. "He's coming as soon as he can," she tells me. "Tell him it's too late at night," I say. "He's already in the car," she says. "Good friends can be a real problem, can't they?" She smiles at me, and I smile at her. My phone makes another noise. It's Brit. Joy reads her message to me. "I can't tell Brit about Dad. She can't come here." I ask Joy to send Brit a message. "Just write, 'I love you,'" I say. Then a nurse comes and takes us to see Dad. He's lying down with an oxygen mask over his mouth, and Mom is next to him. "Mom, what happened?" I say.
"American man, white man, he coming in," she says. "He talking to Daddy. Then he get a small gun and shooting Daddy. He shooting Daddy 3 times. Then he going to 3 other store. He shooting them too."
"That's crazy," Joy says.
"He crazy white man," Mom says. "Anyway, police catching him and Daddy going to be okay."
I sit down. Someone shot Dad. I feel sick. Joy looks at me.
"Your face is white," she says. "Let's go and get some air."
We go outside, and I start to cry. I see Q drive into the hospital car park, and I cry more. I think about Mom and Dad and about life. I think about dying and about me and Hannah. I send Hannah a message about Dad, and she writes back. "Mom sent me an email. Is Dad going to be okay?" "Yes, he is. Don't worry." Then I write, "I love you, big sister." Hannah quickly replies, "I love you too." It is easy to write "I love you" to Hannah. It's much easier than saying it to Brit, because I know that I love Hannah. I open my eyes. I'm on a hard chair in the waiting room. I look up and see Joy and Q. They are laughing. Joy points to a mirror, and I look at it. I have names all over my face.
"I got the doctors and nurses to write their names on your face," says Joy, laughing. "You slept through it all."
"Ha," I say. And then I see my dad come into the waiting room in a wheelchair. Mom is pushing him. I quickly go and hug them both.
"Okay, okay, okay," they say.
We don't hug much at home. We push Dad out of the hospital and into the early morning sun. Mom is holding my hand, and Joy and Q are next to me. It feels good. Then my phone makes a noise, and I see a message from Brit.
"Where are you? Is Q with you?"
I remember that it's Monday morning. Brit is in math class and doesn't know anything about last night. I feel bad. I didn't tell her about Dad because I didn't want her to come to the hospital. I didn't want my parents to see her.
They think that Joy is my girlfriend, but I can't explain that to Brit. It's the SAT again tomorrow, so I want to go to school. My first score was good, but not good enough for Harvard, so I need to study. Q's first score was amazing, of course. Mom and Dad go to the store. It's crazy. They don't even take one day off. Q drives us to school, but we take Joy home first. We get to school at lunch, and I see Brit.
"Where were you this morning?" she asks.
"I had a bad night," I say. "Let's go to the greenhouse." When we get to the greenhouse, I tell Brit about my dad. "I'm sorry I didn't ring you," I say. "It was a crazy night." I look at Brit and she looks sad. "I love you," I say. It is easy to love Brit behind the greenhouse, but not easy to love her in the real world. I go to Q's house after school. I tell him about Brit.
"Do you want to fight for Brit?" Q asks. "Do you want to fight your parents for her? You have to decide."
I think about Hannah and say, "I'm afraid to fight. It's too difficult." Then I say, "Do your parents want you to date only black girls?"
"No, not like your racist parents," he says, and we laugh.
"I'm going to a Korean wedding at the weekend," I tell him. "Ella Chang's sister is marrying her Korean boyfriend. They are lucky. They can just be Korean-Korean, not Korean-American. Life is easy for them." Q starts breathing loudly. He's sleeping. Soon, I am sleeping too, and I have a crazy dream about Joy. It's SAT day again. I leave the exam room and go to meet the other APs. They are smiling, and I am smiling too. The exam was quite easy this time, so we are all happy. I send Joy a message. "How did it go?"
"Excellent, I think. Today the exam dies, and now we can live. Let's university," she writes back.
I laugh, but then I see Brit.
"Hi," she says, and kisses me.
"What are you thinking about?"
"I'm thinking about us and about me," I tell her. "I'm Korean-American, but I'm not Korean enough. I don't even speak Korean, and my face is not white enough to be really American."
"My dad calls you an all-American boy," she says.
"Really?" I say. I want to say, "Well, your dad is great, but my parents are racist." But, of course, I don't.
"And here he is," Brit says, and a car drives toward us with Brit's mom and dad in it. We are going to have dinner together at a Korean restaurant. At the restaurant, we sit down and look at the menu. Then, Brit's dad turns to me and says,
"Can you just order for us, Frank?"
I say, "Yes," but inside, I'm angry. He thinks that I'm Korean first and American second. I don't know everything about Korean food. Why should I? I live in California. I order lots of things from the menu, and we have a great meal.
Britt's mom and dad ask me lots of questions about the food. Sometimes I know the answers, and sometimes I don't.
Sorry about mom and dad and all their questions, Britt says to me later.
Don't worry, I say. I'm fine. We talk a bit more about her parents, and I think about mine. The week passes quickly. Mom drives Dad to the store, and they work there together. Mr. Soft is kind and gives us games to play in class. He says,
"Well done for finishing your SATs."
I need to buy clothes for the Korean wedding, so Britt and I go to a store together. When Britt sees me in my new clothes, she says,
"Marry me,"
and then kisses me again and again. I send a photo to Mom, and she is happy with the clothes too. The wedding is on a boat. It looks amazing, and beautiful music is playing. Mom takes a photo of me and Dad. My parents are happy. The wedding is in Korean, so I don't understand much of it. Dad tries to help, but it is difficult to understand him, too. "What do you think of the wedding?" I say to Mom and Dad.
"They doing good," Mom says.
"It's nice one," Dad says.
"It be you soon?"
Mom says. Then she looks round and says,
"Oh, so pretty."
I turn and see Joy, and Mom is right. She's wearing a light purple dress and looks beautiful.
"Frank," Joy says, "you look good."
"You look amazing," I say with a smile. Our parents are watching us, so we hold hands. Andrew Kim walks over to us with the other limbos.
"Everyone here is Korean," he says.
Suddenly, a man shouts,
"Okay, everyone, are you ready to party?"
He's Korean, and everyone here is Korean, but he speaks in English. Then a Korean pop group begins to sing. Is this a joke? We are on a boat full of Korean people. I look around at all the happy Korean faces, but I don't feel happy. I'm not Korean enough for this. I want to run and hide.
"Let's go," I say to Joy, and she follows me to a quiet part of the room.
"I needed a party like this," she says. "I needed to stop thinking about Woo."
"Why? What's happened?" I ask.
"He's not my boyfriend now, Frank," she says, and then she starts crying. "Woo is great," she says. "He's nice and he's kind, but we don't laugh together. I don't laugh with Woo, but I laugh with you."
My face feels hot. "I love laughing with you," I say. "Because you're crazy."
"I'm crazy because of you," she says. "Are you crazy because of me?"
She looks at me with her big eyes.
"I am," I say. I think about the words, "I love you, Joy." They are easy to say. The words are there in my mouth. They were always there. "I love you, Joy."
"Don't cry," I say, "and don't be afraid." I move close and kiss her. Our kiss is the most wonderful thing in the world. We don't see the special wedding lights come on, but the lights are on us. We don't see the people at the wedding, but they are all looking at us. We are under a big light, but we don't see it. I only see joy, and joy only sees me.